Blog Talk Radio.
In a Sight Frolics live on the air around the world. In a Sight, the show where you can act stupid and get away with it. You know, and just be yourself. And have fun. Yeah, that's the main thing. Just have fun. Life's too short for all the other stuff. All right, I don't know what happened to the engineer, but we're here with the Frolics. Let's see. We're going to have, coming up later, a couple of new students in the class at PS-138. Yeah. So that ought to be interesting with Dinigan and all that. Coming up, tell you about that. Let's see, what else? Supposed to have a honeymooner skit. And we'll have, hopefully, we can get the friendly philosopher in here to do a little philosophizing of a sort. Life is like the stock market. Uh-oh. As it's up and down, in and out, round and round she goes, and when she stops, nobody knows. Go ahead, keep that music going. That sounds good.
Okay, hold on.
Just like the stock market.
It goes up and down.
You gotta play, pay to play.
Hey, it's
yeah. Right. No, it's not a sex machine. Pay to play.
There you go.
Yeah, a guy gets on a big television show and he makes predictions. Sure, that's easy. You say anything you want. Next day it doesn't come true. He gets back up on it and he says, due to technical difficulties, we made a mistake.
Uh-oh.
But tell that to all the people who lost money.
Uh-oh.
I tell you now, you got this. I heard the other day that this place with all these coins, all these
coins,
went bankrupt.
Uh-oh.
Now today I heard that they're back in business. What are these people doing? I tell you, they're scamming people all over the place.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, this is your disabled friendly philosopher with a word to the wise. Don't be taken in by stupid stock market ventures or coins that don't work.
That's right.
Yeah. Stand your ground.
That's
take
right.
Take a stand. Sign our petition at the nursing home. Get rid of them. Turn them into accessible housing. All right, that's some good advice there, you know.
Yeah, he knows some shit, excuse me.
Even the philosopher signed the
knows
petition.
Knows some stuff, yeah.
All right, in a Sight, Frolic, and
on that petition.
Got the honeymooners coming up.
Okay.
Maybe we'll do a little Lauren Hardy, too. And Louie should be here later. Hopefully.
I know.
Louie the
hopefully.
Lip.
Hope
live
you don't
on In Sight. And we're going to see if we can get him to do that song. No, I'm too shy. We'll back you up.
Yeah.
I can't that song. I'm too shy.
He doesn't want me singing. I don't sing so well.
The one that he... started to sing the other night. It was so funny.
Yeah, it was.
All right. It's not for me to say.
Yeah, what
that's
you
an
singing?
Old
Johnny
Mathis song.
Oh, wow. Okay.
See if we can get Lou to sing that later.
Yeah. Okay.
And we'll have some new students in with Tinnigan and the gang. in school, so that ought to be interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue.
Yeah.
Big East Takeda Rescue at Verizon.net.
There
check them
go.
Out. Adopt an Akita. And Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, thank her for everything, all her help. All right. Big East Takeda Rescue, Tom Driven, New Jersey, 609-388-7004.
Okay.
So adopt Nikita. Brought to you by Kennedy Realty. You want to buy a house, sell a house, get some good info? Don't act stupid. Call Kennedy.
That's it. He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
631-888-1186. Yeah.
And he's a good, solid, reliable guy. Mr. Kennedy Realty.
Does he have any apartments?
What?
Does he have any apartments in the house?
Oh, you got to call him. What do I know?
Yeah.
I'm not in real estate. He is.
Huh.
You know, you call him, he'll let you know.
Well, that's cool.
All right. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. And let's see, we thank SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization.
Oh, yeah.
For their help and
somebody's
backing us up on the up-and-coming news conference. We got to get rid of these nursing homes. They're ruining people. They're ruining this country.
Yeah. They don't care, though, Frank. That's the problem.
Stand up with us.
Yeah.
And be counted. Sign the petition. Change.org.
Right.
All right.
It has attachments.
Let's see. What,
right on
what
there.
Else we got? Oh, you need dog food, cat food? Hey, call Gary. Nobody's starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. I'll give you that number again in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
If you're disabled and whether you have a service animal or not, call Gary. You don't have to give him a big explanation. Just tell him you need the food. If you're unable to pick it up, ask him if he can bring it to you.
He will.
He might be able to do that.
Yeah, if he's in
631-484-3085. All right. Give me a little, Lauren. You got any Lauren Hardy music over there?
Yeah, hold on.
Let it rip.
Let's get that. Hold on.
Lauren Hardy.
Okay, here it comes.
All right. And let's see, what else we got? All the beautiful children of the world.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got to turn that up.
Okay, hang on. I don't think it's letting me right now. Oh, I'm telling you the truth, I'm getting fed up with this.
It's in the background, but you got to
yeah, I know.
Wing it up a little bit.
I'm trying. For some reason, that whatever it's on is not allowing me to do it.
Oh, hit it. Start it over again. Maybe that'll do
it. Yeah, I can. Alright, hang on.
Alright, Inner Sight. Frolics. And, let's see, what else we got? Oh, the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell. All the children who perished in Texas.
Yeah,
and once again, we remind the politicians, protect children in the school. Get those trained dogs out there with the officer. Put the metal detector inside the door and help protect children all over this nation. All right, how are we doing with that Lauren Hardy?
I'm trying to get to it, Frank. I'm having trouble. I really
it was on, but it was... It was,
it was faint. Yeah. But now
it's
like I don't hear it. I can't hear it at all.
You gotta bring it up.
I hear it a little bit vaguely, but it's really been hard getting it up. Give me a second.
Well, right, bring it up.
Try one more time. Yeah, let me try one more time. Hold on.
What do you usually do when that happens? Hit it.
I have to keep hitting it, yeah. And that's what I've been doing for the last...
Hit it, kick it.
Kick it?
Yeah.
Kick it? All right, what's the... We're doing what, the Honeymoons or Laurel and Hardy? Laurel and Hardy, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I might have got it higher. Hold on, let's see.
There it is.
There it is, yeah. Okay.
Visit our in-laws. Oh, no, not again. Didn't we go there last week? Well, it's a weekly event. Now, don't worry. All is gonna be well. Well, I don't know how well is well, but I've never been well yet. With my mother.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Hello, Mother Laurel. How are you today? Oh, shut up, fatso. Didn't you lose any weight yet? See what I mean? She loves that kind of love I don't need.
Yeah, right?
Well, wait a minute. Where's Father?
Uh-oh.
He's out back drinking wine.
Oh.
Drinking wine? Well, what is he trying to do? He's trying to get over me.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'll be. And he thinks that's going to do it? Drinking the wine? Well, of course he does.
Wow. So is he going to have a large amount of whatever liquid he's drinking and the grapes, and that's it?
Well, maybe you better send him to that place. Alcoholics Anonymous.
Oh,
you mean Alcoholics Anonymous. Well, that's what I said, anonymous.
Now you say that. Before.
I don't know.
Paper for
he's been drinking for years.
He serves the disabled community with all
it
the news that pertains to people with disabilities.
What's going on this show?
For events. Columns
I
written
no
by
idea.
Various experts in a variety
up.
Of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
Well, read that paper.
Yes.
It's good for you.
Yes.
That's a good way to find out what's going on with the disabled. That's right.
Or the ladies. There's some interesting
women
in there.
We better get Father in here. It looks like it's going to rain.
Uh-oh.
He doesn't care about that. It'll cool him off. What's going on in this joint? Oh, it's you two again, huh? Didn't I tell you whenever you come here to bring some money with you? My money. He's got some money. Give it to him, Ollie. Well, I haven't got any money. What'd you tell him that for? Oh, you haven't got any money, huh? Come around here trying to sponge off of me, huh? Well, I'll be a ducky's uncle. No, that's a monkey. Don't tell me what it is. I know what it is. It's a ducky. A ducky's uncle? Well, the ducky's uncle have a monkey? No, he didn't have a monkey. He had a goose. Oh, a goosey.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be. Listen, Pop, did you drink all the wine? That's right. And tomorrow night I'm going to have another bottle. Now, what do you think of that? Well, I think that's pretty fascinating. Ah, shut up. Anybody who'd be married to a woman like this has to have a bottle of wine. Otherwise, you'd lose your mind. I mean, look at what she's doing. Putting those crazy curtains up on the window and all that. Neighbors coming by and looking at it and saying, what's the matter with you people?
Right.
Don't you know what's going on here? Well, how could they know what's going on? They can't see in the window. Get rid of those curtains. They're ridiculous. And we don't need them. Just put up a gate around the window and don't let people peek in there to see what's going on. Well, listen, Pop. Why don't you do something about it? I mean, get a couple of the boys and we'll put up some big gates. Big gates? I'm not in prison. I don't want no big gates on my windows. Are you crazy? Next thing you know, people will think that we're vagabonds. Vagabonds.
Yeah.
Ah, shut up, you old bag. Don't you talk to my mother that way. What, are you going to do something about it? What are you going to do? Come on, put them up. Make something out of it. Come on, give me a swing. Come on. Ooh. Well, you really got them that time, Ollie. Now, what are we going to do? Give me that water. That smelling salt. Get them up.
Anyway.
What happened? What happened? Your mouth got you in trouble. All right, in a sight. And Lauren Hardy always acting kind of stupid. Hey, we got any, you know, I'd love to hear, we never had on this show, the Three Stooges. Can you find the Three Stooges?
Yeah, try.
You think you can find something on them?
I'm going to try, yeah. I saw something.
Three Stooges, wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
Curly, Moe, and Larry.
That's right.
There was another guy, too. What's his name used to be with them? Joe. The guy who played
really?
With Abbott and Costello. He was with them sometimes.
Oh.
You know.
Telling dirty jokes?
Huh?
Are you telling dirty jokes?
I don't know, but see if you can find the Three Stooges player.
I am right now.
A piece of theirs, because... We never did that before.
No, we haven't. At all.
You know? In the meantime, give me some of that honeymoon music.
Alright, hang on. Let's go back. Hold on. Why is it looking like this, the screen? It's like all
and Ralph went to the doctor.
Let me see. First we have, let's see. Hold on.
Let's see if we can get some background music on that one. Honeymoons.
Okay.
With Ralph.
Yeah, hang on.
Going to the doctor. In a sight live.
Live,
on
yeah.
The Frolics. Brought to you by James Bahamonde, attorney. 516-783-9662. Bahamonde. And if you can't understand them, don't worry about it. Nobody can. You know, just, you know, when you talk to Jimmy, hey Jimmy, speak English, will you? You know,
it
you got to
like
learn to talk
good.
English. Every time he goes in the courtroom, you
yeah.
know why he wins the case, don't you?
Because he talks that way. I don't know.
The judge wants to get rid of him.
I don't doubt
that. Yeah.
I really don't doubt that part.
Where's those
then
honeymoons?
You turn up the volume more. When they say, oh, get out of the race or anything, you turn up the volume more and you start fighting. So that would be very interesting.
Oh, we're not doing too good tonight with music. Well, you had the philosopher up there.
Yeah, we had the philosopher, so let me see if I can play something.
That sounded pretty good.
Yeah, hold on.
Where's the honeymooners?
Well, it'll be there in a second. As long as I can get to the screen, it'd be good.
Can you kick it or something, or hit it? Or
kick it? What am
yeah,
I, playing soccer
something.
With my phone? I know, it's just not, it's very slow. It's still
maybe if you push the
around.
Wrong button, the right button will kick in. Try that.
instead of the center button, we're going to go to the
might
right button.
Might be the opposite.
Yeah, okay.
You know.
What am I, writing Arabic or Hebrew? That's the opposite.
Try the opposite.
Okay. So who do you want
it doesn't
me to
doesn't work.
Try?
What do you got to lose?
Right. Nothing. Oh. Wait. Let me get to the right. Oh, you sound good singing like that. I think you should start. I'm sorry. That's too funny. I'm being bad. Okay, let's see.
All right.
Some
we don't know what happened with the music, but
it'll come. I'm right on the screen. What would you like?
Well, you think
sir?
It'll come? You think it'll go on before the show goes
yeah.
off the air, or what?
Yeah. I
think
hope
so.
So. Which one do you want? I played the Disabled Friendly Philosopher. We got
8:32 in a sight live. Where's the honeymoon?
Uh-oh. Where the honeymoon is at? Right here.
Whoa.
Okay. That's good.
So I was going to die and come back from the dead.
You did it already. Yep.
The other day, and she said he's going to send the report over. Yeah, all right. Well, hope you're all right, Ralph. Be your fat old jolly self. Come in. Is this the Crandon resident? Yeah. Oh, this is the doctor's report. I have to give it to Mrs. Crandon. I missed the Crandon. Give me that. Hey, Ralph, the way he's holding his hand out, I think he wants you to give him a tip. Your hand is very dirty. Well, there it is, Norton. Doctor's report. Well, what does it say, Ralph? What does it say? Let's see. Open it up. Ooh. Get a load of this. A condition of arterial macronium exists. Arterial monochromium.
That's right.
It's a rare disease that usually only affects boxes. Yeah, get a load of this. He spent most of his time by the stove. Saucer of warm milk. His hair will fall out.
Uh-oh.
I've enclosed some pills. Give him one a day, make him comfortable. And maybe he'll last 6 months. Well, there it is, Norton.
In six months,
I'll be gone.
That's
right. Why are you getting all excited about it? The doctors are not always right, you know. Yeah. A friend of mine went to the doctor, gave him 6 months to live. Yeah, what happened? He lived 8 months. What difference does it make? 6 months, 8 months? What am I going to do?
So close.
I got nothing to leave Alice. What am I going to leave her? Ralph, I think you got a point there. You need a will. A will, that's it. Let's see. Did you ever make out a will before? No, but a friend of mine down the sewer, he was going to make out a will. Yeah, what happened? He died before he could.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was cute.
Now, let's see. I, Ralph Crandon, being of sound mind and body, wherever if you were sound mind and body, you wouldn't be making out the will. Oh, shut up. Leave Alice what's the matter, Rob? I got nothing to leave her. What am I going to do, Norton?
Sounds like us.
Wait a minute. I got an idea. Why don't you will your body to science? They pay by a pound. You'll be left a millionaire. Oh, shut up. Wait a minute. I heard about this magazine, see? Magazine. Yeah, they buy stories, you know. Last time the guy in the magazine, $5,000 for a story. I was a mumble dancer for the FBI.
Really?
Yeah, that story is worth $5,000. This story should be worth at least $10,000. Come on, Rob. Let's go down to the magazine and go down there and give them your story. Well, I don't want the money for myself. I want it for my wife, Alice. See?
Well, you could get it.
Just look at this report. My tongue's going to be turning blue. My hair be falling out. You know, I won't be able to go to the bathroom. And all that. Hey, Joe, look at this. We got a great angle here. When his tongue turns blue, we can do a color spread on him. Yeah. Well, Mr. Crandon, we're going to do your story. Up until the time you drop dead. Poor little old fat boy.
No.
Little old fat boy didn't even last the 6 months. He didn't last the 6 months. No use. No use, Alice. Where did I put those smelling salts? No use. He's gone. They're probably tearing down part of the wall right now to let him in heaven. Well, Ralph, you won't be driving the bus anymore. From now on, it'll be step to the rear of the Paradise Express. No more will you wear this little hat.
Oh, yeah.
No more will you wear these little socks. No more will you wear these little pants. The poor little old fat boy didn't even last for 6 months.
Uh-oh.
There, Ralph, you're alive. Of course I'm alive. I'm not going to die. You mean never? I don't mean never. I mean in 6 months. If I don't die, this magazine editor's going to kill me. I gotta think.
Oh, don't think, Rob. Don't think. Because if you think, you'll only get in trouble.
There's a load of her telling me if I think I'm going to get in trouble. I got a choice of dying in 6 months or going to prison for 20 years, and I'm going to get in trouble. If I only could find a doctor who could cure arterial monocomia.
There you go.
Norton, would you do this for me? Don't touch me, Ralph. I'm sterile.
Yeah.
I just
all right,
the
in sight. By the way, if you want to call in over here, 213-816-1650. And just sound off, I don't know, tell a joke or make believe you're telling a joke or just goof off, you know.
Yeah, we could goof off easy.
831, Inner Sight, New York, Frolic.
That's right.
And we got Dinnigan coming up with the
that's right.
New Kids in School.
New Kids? Oh, he's really making
it. Let's see if Louie's on the line.
Yeah, I'm looking. My screen.
Louis the Lip.
Yeah.
On the line. Is he up there?
Give me a second. I'm telling you, I'm having trouble.
All
yeah.
Right. We already
I can't even
had
get the line
news.
Up. Well, yeah, that was easy enough, but I got to do this.
The line's not up?
No. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's like a
what
separate
to the
thing.
Line?
It's a separate thing. You got to let me get to it sometimes. Here it is. Okay.
What happened to the line?
Here it is. Okay, you want Louie, and he's right there waiting.
Yeah, is he up there?
Yeah, he is. Okay, here he goes.
All right.
Hey,
Louie. Louie the Lip live on Inner Sight.
Ah, Frank Perino.
Hey.
I missed you
Louie?
Last Friday.
Yeah.
Hey, you're looking for me, or you miss my, you try to copycat Louie Rivera, huh?
Yeah.
That's a good
yeah, I did a good imitation of you. Did you hear it?
Yeah, I didn't hear it. You copycat me, huh?
Yeah.
Excuse me, what am I doing with Frank Perino? He wants to copycat Louie Rivera.
Oh, I don't think he copycat the original. No way.
Copycat.
Nah. You copycat the original. You know what happens? Louie comes and he's like, he gets upset. So you can't really do that, man.
No, it's okay. He likes to do
is
it.
Okay?
He needs to practice.
Well, he needs to practice. Well,
hey,
Louie,
you had a good day today?
Yeah, a good day today. My name is Rosanna Dana. We talked about the salmon food you just had last week. You told me all about it.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you talk about? Cold salmon or hot salmon?
No, I cooked it. It was hot.
Yeah.
I don't eat cold salmon. A lot of people eat raw.
Yeah, I eat cold salmon.
I can't eat it like that either.
I can't eat
it
raw.
Yeah, but if you give me cold salmon, I'm not eating it. I got to heat it up.
Yeah.
Well, some of the salmon is very, very bland if you eat it raw, so it's not the best thing to eat. My husband likes it raw, and so does my mother-in-law. Me, I don't. I don't want to take no chances.
Pepper on it. Spurs it up a little bit.
Sprinkle some hot sauce.
Hot sauce,
that's
my goodness. I don't know about that for me.
Yeah, put some hot sauce on it. Tabasco.
Mm-hmm.
Pull
Tabasco.
Onions and peppers.
A lot of
Spanish salmon.
Yeah, that's
Spanish
right.
Spanish version. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So finally, I'm on a Friday night. I have to apologize. I missed you last Friday. I was at Long Island Ducks game.
Yeah, it's okay, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, did anybody hit any home runs over
there? I had a beer over there.
Did they hit any home runs?
Yeah, the Ducks, a couple home runs.
I am.
Oh, that's good.
I'll be right back, guys, okay?
Okay, Rosanna,
yeah.
Dana will be waiting for you.
All right, so Rosanna, Dana, Kahana, what's she up to?
Yeah,
hey,
that's
Rosanna,
right.
Rosanna, Dana should meet Connie and Chrissy.
That's tomorrow night on tomorrow 11 midnight on public access on Channel 20.
Yeah, that would be cool. Mara.
Yeah. Their two ladies are far out.
Yeah, I wonder if they're Rosanna Dana fans, though.
Yeah. Rosanna Dana.
Yeah, so, hey, what kind of love drops would Rosanna like, do you think?
Yeah. Hey, hello, my name is Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero, and I'm talking to Lori Rivera on the phone, talking to Connie and Chrissy. They're giving the love drops to those two female ladies. You can dance to the disco. That's to the boogie down music, and I'll be drinking a little sangria on the rocks, straight down to the bottoms up to my stomach.
And you're on the ringy-dingy.
Yeah, that's right, on the ringy-dingy-dooey here.
Yeah. Hey, Lou.
Where's Suzanne? Stepped out?
Yeah, I think she left town. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, Louie.
Yeah, that's right.
Remember
I'm going to tell Connie and Chrissy.
Yeah. I got a song. I want to dedicate this song to Connie and Chrissy. That one by Johnny Mathis. Remember that song?
What's that?
Not for me to say.
I don't know the lyrics.
I'll give them to you. It's not for me to say you love me.
Right.
Not for me to say you'll always care.
It's not for me to say you always care. I don't need to hold you fast. Something like that.
Oh, but dear, for the moment I can hold you tight.
Yeah,
trust
your that's
lips
right.
To mine, dreams of love will last.
Yeah, I got that
on
my music.
Yeah. This is heaven. And speaking just for me, it's all
good for me.
Perhaps the glow of love will grow.
Yeah, because the love. And we can sing together in my dreams. We can sing as a duet. We're at the MTA station.
But then it's not for me to say.
There's not for me to say.
All right, Inside with Louie Rivera.
Hey,
so,
hey Frank,
can you
I got a birthday in 3 weeks, Tuesday.
Oh, in July, right?
26.
Oh, wow. How old are you going to be?
64.
64?
Yeah.
Wow. So your brother is younger than you, right, Tony?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So are you and him going to go to the ball game?
We might, for sure.
What, is he going to take you for your birthday?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe on a weekend or dinner.
Oh. When you go over there, you wear the Yankee hat and everything?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
And the face of Frank Perino and Suzanne on the front shirt while wearing.
On a
shirt? Yeah, something like that, you know.
You wear the jersey, don't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Who's your favorite Yankee?
Aaron Judge.
Judd?
Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge. Well, what position?
Yeah. Right fielder.
Oh. He's your favorite?
Yeah, that's my favorite, all right.
How about the pitcher? Who's your favorite pitcher?
I like Aaron Judge. I like... Gleyber Torres, I like, what's his name, Luis Severino. Yeah, that's I like that too. I had a cold beer over there. I gotta have a little peanuts. Hello? 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 Hello?
You can call in, talk about anything you're mad about or glad about. Tuesday night is open mic, where you can pick your own subject. Wednesday night is our nursing home show, and we need people to sign the petition at change.org. And Thursday, we usually talk about different subjects. Friday, tonight, is the funnies. And we just lost Louie Rivera on the technical difficulty. We had two main characters over there, Jimmy Dinigan and his brother Brian. Boy, were they something. They even talked alike.
Yeah, I know my brother Brian and talk like this, you know. He can't help it. He's disabled.
They talked alike. So this one day, two new kids came in to the class. And you know how curious kids can be, right? New kid comes in, you want to know all about them and talk to them. And sometimes you want to show off that you're so tough and all that. Anyway, Gabriel came in and his brother Cheyenne. Yeah. 138, PS 138, Kent Avenue, I believe it was, Brooklyn. So Miss Ma gets up, and she says, all right, everybody be seated. And I want to introduce the class to our two new students just for the day. They're both sighted.
They're not blind. They're sighted. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you. See, good. That's good. Yeah. I wonder how you'd be if you were blind. Jimmy, stop that. You know. So, she introduces these two kids, see. Excuse me, just taking my sip of water. And right away, everybody's curious, you know. They want to know about these kids. They want to know what they do, where they live, and all that stuff, you know. So Dinnigan, you know, he always has to be a wise guy, you know. Dinnigan says, he gets up and he says, hey, what's your name? What's your name, kid? And Gabriel answers, my name's Gabriel, yeah. What's your name?
Jimmy Dinnigan. I'm the boss of this class. Jimmy, cut that out.
Trying to tell Gabriel he's the boss, you know. Oh, you don't look like a boss to me. You look like a skinny little scarecrow.
No, scarecrow. I'm punching them out. Jimmy, sit down.
Gabriel's brother speaks up. You know, don't mind that kid. He's a little disabled. He can't help it. Leave him alone. Don't worry, Jimmy. We won't bother you. My brother Gabriel is a little off, but he's all right. So,
Jimmy said, yeah, well, don't tell him not to get smart with me, because I'm the boss in this class.
And Miss Ma says, Jimmy, will you cut that out? Anyway, at that point, Kramer comes in, see? And he needs a kid to help him with some work in the office. So he sees Gabriel, and for some reason, he thinks he's the right person to help him. So he says to Miss Ma, he says,
Miss Ma, I need a child to help me rearrange some of the furniture in my office.
Oh, and he says, that child over there looks perfect for the job. And Miss Ma says, oh, no, Mr. Kramer, no, he's not. He's new today. No, tut, tut, tut.
I want him for the job. Come along, sonny.
Where are we going?
Down to my office in the basement.
The basement? I don't like the basement. I get anxiety in basements.
Oh, don't worry. I'll take care of you. I'll watch over you.
So, Kramer gets him down there. And he says, now,
I want to move this desk over there, and I want to move these chairs over here, and I want to put this bookcase over there in the back. Now, how strong are you?
I'm very strong. I may not look too strong, but, you know, I am strong.
All right, pick up. Come on, help me pick up this desk.
What are you doing with this furniture now moving all over? That's my son.
And what's going on here? What is this? What he's doing in school? What is he? He's learning to be a moving man or what?
Well, he's helping me adjust my office. And who are you, folks?
Well, I'm his uncle and that's his mother.
Oh, well, welcome. Now go ahead, Gabriel. Just drag that bookcase over there and
get off my foot. he puts the bookcase on Kramer's foot. And Kramer's yelling and screaming, "Get the nurse! Get the nurse! Please help me!" Nurse? You don't need a nurse. I'm a doctor." "What? You're not a doctor. You're a moron." "What are you doing? You have to help now, this man, please. Please help him. My son had an accident. He didn't mean it. He's a good boy. Help him now. Please." And that was the big episode when Gabriel and Cheyenne visited the school, all right, in PS 38, I think it was, 138, yeah. All right, In a Sight Frolics live, and I don't know what happened to our engineer, but she evidently got knocked off the air somehow. So here we are again, folks, once again on our own with the Frolics and trying to make the most of it right here live. All right. Let's see. Oh, I got an announcement coming up 2 weeks from today. The ADA Celebration, Americans with Disability Act Celebration, at SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. And for more information on that, call 631-880-7929. That's SILO, one of our sponsors. I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp, another one of our sponsors, for keeping the show on the air. Yeah, so remember those old commercials? You know, I wonder why the old cigarette commercial, remember those? Before they outlawed cigarettes. Why is it that they never showed anyone on those cigarette commercials coughing their brains out? You ever think of that? I mean, everybody knows that you know, those cigarettes cause all kinds of lung problems. But they never demonstrated that commercials. Imagine if they did. Well, you know, this is obviously why they didn't. They wanted to sell the cigarettes. But why would you want to sell things that are hurting people? You know? So imagine if a guy got up and, let's say, I don't know, the old Paul Mall cigarettes. Paul Mall, smooth and silky and easy to puff. Paul Mall, just take a drag like this. Where's the doctor? Paul Mall. Wait till I get a hold of Paul. I'm going to maul him. Who's Paul Maul? Then you had another one called Lucky Strikes. It's supposed to be lucky, you know. And the guy would get up there and say something stupid like, "You want to strike it rich? Strike up a lucky strike." Smooth and mellow, never yellow. Lucky Strikes makes fine tobacco. And then a guy comes up and hands him the cigarette. He says, "Here you are." He says, take a puff of this. He says, oh no. He says, I can't take a puff of that. I'm very allergic to cigarettes. What? You're doing the commercial and you're allergic to cigarettes? Are you a moron or something? Yeah. Well, I've always been allergic to cigarettes. That's why I smoke them. What are you talking about? I smoke the cigarettes to get more allergic. Get him out of here. Who put this man in this commercial? Allergic to cigarette, doing cigarette commercials. That would be weird, wouldn't it? The guy took a drag of a cigarette and he was commercial. He was allergic. Imagine. Bust out in hives all over, start itching and scratching, doing a dance on the stage, trying to make the cigarette non-allergic. I wonder if they had any hypoallergenic cigarettes. How could that be? Couldn't be. They wouldn't have any nicotine in them, right? All the old cigarette commercials. They're really weird. You don't see them anymore. They finally did away with them. And rightfully so. By the way, if you want to leave a comment on the show, our engineer went off the air. I don't know where she went. Call the InterSight number, 631-224-3090. If you had some wacky fun tonight, we'll be with you Monday on the Mad or Glad InterSight Hour program, the show where you can call in and talk about what you're mad about or glad about. Monday night, 8 o'clock, 8 to 9, on InterSight Live. So I want to thank all our friends, Suzanne, co-host, engineer, and all the donors who help us keep the show on the air. Thank you so much for being a part of InterSight and helping us advocate for people. Once a week, we sort of take a break from that and just goof off, you know, like we did tonight. So anybody got any funny ideas for the show, let us know. We'd be happy to have you on the show. As long as you keep it clean. InterSight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090 is our InterSight number. And thank you for listening. Thank Able News for publicizing our show. And all of our friends and donors, keep InterSight going. Thank you. Goodbye, world. InterSight. Woo!